Elaine Quilicini lives in Canada and is the founder and artistic director of the Calgary Girls Choir. For many years, she's traveled working as a music conductor. She got involved in WSU's Cold Eye Children's Music Camp after participating in a similar summer program at Nebraska Wesleyan University. She connected with Kirk Olson, who launched the Cold Eye programs 9 years ago at Wichita State. The programs are named after Hungarian composer Zoltán Kodály, who believed in instilling a thirst for finer music in school children. Throughout the week, students have been involved in intense choir rehearsals and recreational activities. Quilicini has been a part of the camp since its inception. Elaine, how do you select the students who participate?
They're not auditioned by me, but they are recommended by their music teachers. Not a really arduous process, but we are looking for those who will most benefit from such an intense week of singing.
Describe for us what actually happens at camp.
Well, they sing, and then they sing, and then they sing some more. But it's all wonderful. It's not just a matter of drilling or, learning by rote. It's really an educational process, and I love to watch them and their excitement when they see that they are empowered to learn music. It's not monkey see, monkey do. It's you learn this by looking at this music and understanding the music, and they love that. It's also really vocal training. It's very much about singing lessons and how can they use their voice freely, how can they get the most from their voice. And they love me because I empower that in them. I release their voice. So they love you. And it's really just that they are so eager to learn.
You know, it's interesting you said you released their voice. What a statement. And Elaine, I've read that you said it's sort of like training athletes.
Oh, very much. I start out right by saying your body's your instrument. And that's the truth in singing. I mean, it really is a physical act. Many people think of it as being intellectual or emotional or expressive. But it's to truly sing well is extremely physical. And so one of the first things I talk to them about is the importance of sleep and water and good nutrition. And I outlaw soda pop and greasy burgers. And I really do try to talk to them about being like an athlete in training, or they do weary and end up not being having the stamina. They sing, but they also have a lot of fun. They go swimming and they have talent show and they play games together and they bond in very special ways. Their friendship is deepened by music.
Now, how old are the students that participate?
The students are 11 through 16.
And how do you go about selecting the music you teach?
Oh, that's my favorite part. I love good repertoire, and I have a strong belief, a passion, in fact, about the importance of the quality of the music that you present to children. So I work really hard to pick music that I think will challenge them and inspire them. For example, this year we have Bach duet, a Vivaldi duet. We have folk songs, art songs. We're singing in 5 different languages. We'll be singing in Hebrew, Latin, French, German, and English. And they will have everything memorized within 5 days.
That's what's so incredible.
It's incredible. They are magic.
Tell us about one particular song.
Laudamus Te. It's by Antonio Vivaldi. So it's a piece of Baroque music. We actually worked on this piece last year, and it was a favorite. So that's a lesson for us, isn't it? What's a favorite? A piece written in the 1700s, sung in Latin. And they love it. They love it more than the others, right? So that's, I think, very telling. If you think, oh, you would say, is Cluck Old Hen your favorite? They'll say, no, it's funny. But it's not my favorite. My favorite is the one that challenges me.
You know, we hear all the time about how music and art is sort of on the back burner in terms of schools. And any comment in that regard, how important it is for kids to learn how to sing in all these various languages and to be empowered by music?
It is really a travesty in our world, in our society, that this is denied to so many children. The experience, not just of having music, but of having superior music education and experiences. Many of the children, when they see me the Sunday when I come back, say, "Oh, I've missed you. I've missed you every day." And it's not me. It's the music they miss. They need it. It changes who they are. It lightens their load. And it shows them how brilliant they can be, because music challenges us on every single level. Everything has to be charging: the brain, the body, the spirit, the memory, the intellect. Everything has to be so coordinated and in sync, and then in sync with like 50 other people. It's for me, a spiritual experience. It really is.
Now, the children's choir will also sing with an adult choir during the performance tonight?
Yes, they will. At the end of the concert, the choirs will combine. Tonight, they'll sing an arrangement of America the Beautiful. And every year, we do at least one song all together. And it's, of course, thrilling for the children to hear the adults. I think also thrilling for the adults. Sometimes you can't believe what the children do in that short time, especially the memory work.
What are some of the comments the kids share?
Oh my.
About participating? Yeah.
It's a pretty amazing life to live, what I live with children all over. I get friended on Facebook by students saying, "I can't wait, I'm having a countdown to camp." Or, "You've opened my heart to music. You changed my life." That is a very real thing, especially if you think, I often think of myself. I grew up in a very small town in the prairies in Saskatchewan, a railroad farm town. And I had a few musical experiences as a child that changed my life. I remember when Doris Brown, who ran the hardware store, got up and led the singing at the community hall. And I thought she was magic. And that's what I do. But I've just been blessed to have been educated and take it to a different level. But those experiences that we give children, I often say to teachers, you don't know who's in your class. You don't know who's out there and how musical they might be. You have to give them nothing but diamonds.
That's Elaine Quilicini. She is the conductor and artistic director of the Kodai Children's Choir. Thank you so much, Elaine.
My pleasure.